Hello and welcome back to the podcast, or welcome if this is your first time. My name is Nyambura. I'm the host of this little audio diary that I have. I was about to go on a little hot girl walk. There's nothing hot about that walk, to be honest. I don't understand, because I took a break from walking somehow. I just kind of like, a lot was happening with me and I don't think I was able to walk, be outside. And I made an episode for today, last week. But then sometimes I feel like I'm a new person and I want to put out fresh, new, clean content, because it's an audio diary again. It's like I need to update it. I can't bring things from last week to this week, because I've moved on from who I was last week. I'm older now. I have better, bigger, more firm and more present beliefs now than I did last week. I don't know, but that's also like a very weird way of looking at things, you know, because I shouldn't have to create on the spot and have to post it for me to feel like this is okay. But then that's where the diary part comes in. That's where the diary part comes in. And when it becomes a bit of like a job, it now feels like, oh, but we don't care. You need to put out new episodes. And I'm like, okay, yes, sir, I heard you. Yes, ma'am, I'm on it. So anyway, regardless, I'm grateful and I'm happy that this new week has come with new blessings and new things for me and for you too, I'm hoping. It's Monday evening. This should have gone out like in the morning. But it's here now, you know. Let's not complain too much. Also, I'm the only one complaining. No one, literally, absolutely no one is on my neck telling me you need to put out shit. I just feel like I want to, because also it's a bit of like an escape. It feels good to, you know, kind of come on here and release. It's nice. It's nice. I feel like you guys should definitely have your own podcast, like your own private podcast, where you just come and you tell your own stories and you document how you feel. And yeah, for some reason, I feel like it's really nice that I get to tell you guys this stuff that I do be telling you on here. So I feel like you should do it. You should 100% have a private podcast where you post your own episodes and you document your life. I recommend it. It's very therapeutic. I've been on here crying. I've come on here super angry. I've come on here super happy. Like, I pride myself in knowing that I have gone through the emotions that come with being a human being, and I have in some way been able to record it. The posting it part is where there's, you know, tashwishi fulani kidogo, because when you, oh sorry, I moved house, so my front door constantly sounds like someone's trying to break in. So if you hear that sound, that noise, it's that's what that is. The door, there's just too much space under, the wind is hitting my door constantly. I don't know, the imbalance of pressure from my first floor and my front door. Probably that, I don't know. And my ground floor, that is, sorry. I don't know. They kicked me out of physics class, man. I can't tell you a thing about physics. Anyway, I keep pointing it out. I've never gotten over the fact that they kicked me out of physics class. Okay, kicked out is how it felt. But yeah, period, actually. I don't know why I'm trying to make it sound nice. Anyway, what happened was, when I was in Form 1, we took physics, biochemistry. I checked out of physics, like, as soon as they told us the career choices. I feel like everything I knew about physics up until the exam, like, the end of the year in Form 1, was stuff I had just read for myself or talked to someone about. And yeah, so they, at the end of Form 1 in my high school, they'd ask you to choose subjects, which in hindsight, I feel like that's really good. It helped me. And that's also really bad for someone who probably hasn't made a decision about how they feel about what they're studying constantly, you know. Also, I didn't do music all of Form 1. I joined music class in Form 2, which was okay. Like, my music teacher is just the best. I love her so much. Mrs. Ngunjiri. Oh, my days. Yeah, and I was in an orchestra in the school. But the boys, they had a band, and it was, like, a really cool band. A really cool band. Each instrumentalist was extremely skilled, like the kind of shit that you get from practicing and being passionate about something. The niggas were just up in here doing vibratos with their little fingers, and it was just insane. Those guys actually knew what the fuck they were doing. But then I realized that bands in high school, like the boys' school bands that I was exposed to, were extremely good. Like, I'm talking Nairobi Horns, good. I'm talking Safaricom Youth Orchestra, cool, like, passionate, like, really good. What's the other big, super huge orchestra? Is it Nairobi Orchestra? Yeah, I think it is. Super skilled. Anyway, I was talking about physics. So physics, they put a pass mark. So in this optional sciences, which are biology and physics, they put pass marks. Chemistry was compulsory in my high school. So I made it through the pass mark, but I was just sat at the pass mark. And I wanted to do physics because I was like, oh, this is like stuff I should actually know, you know. I should know basics at least. But I'm telling you right now, I just never gave an F. I just never actually was present. It didn't click with who I was in my core. It didn't click to me what it was that I wanted to do with physics itself. So I wasn't going to choose it, but I didn't want to be kicked out. Okay, so my teacher calls me. She's my mom's friend. She's really good. Like, she didn't kick me out. It wasn't like a rough encounter. It was just this is just how I perceived it. Okay? Okay. Let's not blame the teacher. I liked her. Short lady, always wearing 6-inch heels. Oh my god, such a baddie. Wow, the woman you are, Miss Gitahi. Anyway, but like, so she calls me to her office, to the department. So I go to the physics department, and she's like, Nyambura, how are you? I say, I'm fine. She asks me how my mom is. I'm like, I'm literally in boarding school. How is she? You tell me. But anyway, and then she goes, you know, like, physics is not a subject that is, like, super important. I'm like, Jabba. In my head, I was just like, Jabba for real. Because what do you mean it's not important? It is important. I feel like I should do it. But I don't want to do it. I didn't tell her I didn't want to do it. I just let her speak. So she goes, you know, it's not that important. And I see you're really good at music. And I was like, I'm not even in music class. And she said, oh yeah, your mom told me that you've been trying to get into music class. And I was like, yeah, I've been trying to convince her, but she's not with it. My mom literally told me, so this options, you're just gonna do business and home science. And I was like, yes, ma'am. But in my heart of hearts, I was like, oh my God, I'm a singer. What do you mean? I need to be in music class. So after like, and it used to bug me so much when I'd see like form ones praying, yo, wow, I can never escape the mountain. I am the mountain. Playing their little recorders and the tunes, and then learning how to play the piano in the music room. We had a piano, an upright piano in the music room, oh my God, what did we call it? The chapel. We had a piano in the auditorium, obviously because of church and everything. Oh, we were just too many. We couldn't fit in the chapel, so we used the auditorium. So we basically, Miss Guitar, he says, you know, Nyambura, I think you should do music class and you should join music class and you should just leave physics. And I was like, oh, okay. She asked me, what do you want to be? The last thing I had in physics class was the career choices that we could choose. Everything else I read for myself. Was I ever even present in class? You know, I started to gain a mental personality, I think, in form one. Like, so I was daydreaming like a crazy person. Like, I was just daydreaming so bad. It was so crazy. Anyway. So I clocked the careers that I had in class, and I was like, I don't know. I told her a sound engineer, and she was like, they're jobless. I'm like, wow, you're really shitting on physics to me, and that's your strategy. Like, wow, okay, yeah, you do make a point. I don't want to be in this class. And I'm gonna join music class. So that's what happened with physics. And I forget why I started this story in the first place. Physics. I didn't do physics. What was I talking about? Oh my God. Should I let it go? Should I really? So yeah, basically, I don't wanna explain the mechanics of anything. I'm not the best physics student. And I know I might have messed up this audio, because I've been messing around with the app and I don't understand how to fix it. So we're just gonna like cruise past that and just go on to tell you the things that I've been loving. Phone calls with my friends, I've been loving those, with my loved ones especially. Oh my God, and my little cousin, he's like, how old is that boy? He has to be something like, from 2014 to now, he's 12, yeah. So my 12-year-old cousin calls me. He texts me all the time. He says, hi, Nyambu, I've missed you. How are you doing? And I'm like, oh my God, I love this boy so much. Like, I am so fine. How are you doing? And I think he really likes me because I buy him the coolest sneakers. Every time I have a chance, I get that boy sneakers because he deserves it. Sneakers. Oh my God, I love him so much. He's such a cool boy. And his brother as well. His brother's in Mangu High School. He did really well in his KGSEL, whatever they're calling it these days. So he went to his dream school. Oh my God, and he's doing so well. I'm so proud of him. Oh God. Anyway, so I've been loving cuddles with my cat. I love my cat so much. His name is Rumi. I hear he's now a teenage cat. Yeah, the vet guys told me that he's a teenage cat now. So yeah, cuddles with my cat. He loves to snuggle. He likes to cling to me for like help and love. Rumi. Yeah, he doesn't come when I call him. He only comes when he's hungry. Yeah. Oh, or in the middle of the night, because I have a weird body clock. I wake up at like 3 a.m. and then I just, my usingizi ishas, and then I have to like sleep again. It's the best feeling, because I actually enjoy being awake at that time. Oh, but when Rumi hears me make a sound or a noise, he just comes to me and we cuddle until we both fall asleep again. Rumi, hi. Hey, come say hi to the people. Come. He's hunting me. He'll be here anyway. Rumi. 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 Rumi, stop hunting me. He's even doing the thing where he closes one eye just so he can see me clearly. Rumi, please. Usini attack kwa nyumba. Anyway, he's the guardian of my household. I love that boy. I love him so much. He's the love of my life. He makes me so happy. Like, I don't understand people who don't like cats. And I keep spotting cats. Like, every time I go a place and I just see a cat, and I call for it, usually they come around. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute. I don't pet all of them. The only stray cat that is not actually a stray, because that's her home, is the cat at Jeffrey's. I love her. That's the only cat I pet that I don't know. But I also know. Sometime back, I would, when I walked often on that road, on that track, I would go and chill with him for a few minutes just to kind of catch my breath. And give her pets. I didn't even know she was a girl till she showed up pregnant, and then she later had a baby, and now she has a baby kitten that also is at Jaffrey's. Oh, she's the cutest. Like, I love her so much. She's so friendly. I love how confident she is and how she just comes and steps on the, just chills on the track, and she trusts that no one will step on her or hurt her. And I just feel like that's a cat that has a career. She knows what she wants in life. Like, someday I went to pet her and I found like feathers around, oh my God. I found feathers around her face. Like, she was licking blood off her face and she had feathers right next to where she was. And I was like, oh my God, did you kill a bird? Are you out here hunting and being a cat and doing cat things? But please don't kill birds. But also, I don't know how I feel about birds. Although it would be nice to own a parrot one day. When I'm older and I know what I'm doing with my life, I might buy a parrot. But until then, I feel like I don't fuck with birds. Birds are so scary. Someday, when I went to Kisumu with my friends last week, we were upstairs on the balcony and... in the balcony of the villa... And this bird was coming to like perch on the roof that was just above us. And I thought it was coming straight up for me. I don't fuck with birds. Like, even when I walked through Uhuru Park when I was doing my attachments at Milimani, the birds I would see would dead ass scare the shit out of me. I'm deathly afraid. Of chickens. Like, why, what is that you have on you? Like, it took me a really long time to actually come around to enjoying chicken as a meal. I thought it smelled funny. I thought it just, like, oh my God. And then my high school had super big trees. My high school was in Kikuyu, so like, oh, that's why it's called bush, because there's so many bushes around the school. Trees, huge ass trees, and wow, greenery. That's my vibe. It's the kind of shit I'm into. So what was I talking about? Oh, my days. So much green. Oh yeah, there was this tree that was right next to a house, like a dormitory called Kenya. No, not Kenya. This was Burns House. Yeah, it's a house. So Burns House had this huge ass tree. Was it Burns House or Watson House? I think it's Watson House from the other side, next to the department. Sorry, I don't know why I'm explaining it to you like you were there. Or maybe you were, for those who were. There was this tree, it had huge birds, huge, huge birds, and they'd just be like pooping everywhere. And it was just so, ugh. And it rains a lot in Kikuyu. So the birds would be in the trees, and then the rain would make the whole place smell like raw chicken, like a live chicken. I hate the smell of live chickens. Guy, like it's a pas I'm passionately hateful. Sometimes I usually need to take a break from eating chicken because, like, oh, I don't like stewed chicken. I only like butter chicken or soupy chicken. So like chicken broth type chicken with no nyanya, just onions and like almost boiled chicken. I like the collagen vibes that chicken soup gives me. Chicken soup is healing, but sometimes it starts to taste like you're eating a chicken when you're eating a chicken. I don't know if you understand what I mean. Like when you're in the middle of eating a chicken and then you just feel like, shit, am I eating a chicken? I'm having chicken. Oh, wow. Or an egg. And this happens a lot, especially if like you eat a cold egg, like a cold fried egg. Somewhere between you chewing and swallowing and taking another bite, you just get overwhelmed. Okay, let me speak to, for myself. I just get overwhelmed with the fact that I'm eating an egg. I'm very icky when it comes to eggs, but I like batter, like cake batter, before you cook it. I can lick that, which is ironic. I don't understand how I can do that. 'Cause I would die if I accidentally bit into a sunny side up egg. Oh, there are very many things I know I don't want in this life, and that's probably one of them. Oh, my days. It's crazy. I cannot do this. I cannot bite into a sunny side up egg. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Oh, I need to literally write notes when I'm talking to you. But chicken, what was I talking about? Things I love. Ugh, God, what the hell? I've also really been loving documenting my life in photos. I realize I take pictures a lot and Rumi. I realize I can you hear him jumping everywhere? He just came to sniff my face right now. So, what was I saying? Oh my God. Yeah, I've been loving documenting things. I realize I take photos of things a lot, and that's a thing I like about myself. It's not like I'm a professional or whatever. It's just nice, plain, easy, good old, just plain documentation, authentic. That's just code for I'm not a pro. But yeah, those are things I've been loving lately. And yeah, I think we should wrap this up. It's been a while. I've been yapping. I'm gonna upload this just now so you can listen and you can kind of get into my mind for a bit. So, we can have a more intimate connection, you and I. Okay, bye. I'll see you next Monday. Ciao.